Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
I believe we're in motion.
We're poetry in motion.
We've got quite the little beat going here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're listening to the heavy punk, electronica, trance, house, ambient.
Trip-hop.
Yeah,
trip-hop.
The trip-hop.
Yeah.
Jazz, blues.
Right.
Well, you're listening to Geeks in Space.
Last we checked.
Yeah, last we checked.
And you're listening to Rush.
Rush, which has gotten together for a short... Never mind.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, hey, you're listening to Geeks in Space. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
And I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
And Nate Mixmaster Ostendorp is off on top secret mission to California land.
Nate's attempting to pick up his mail order bride.
Yeah, the thing about that is that getting them through customs is pretty tough from Taiwan. I mean, because you can put them in the suitcase, but they search those things. You know, when you have a suitcase that, you know, is wiggling and there's, like, muffled voices coming out of it.
Dude, she's not from Taiwan.
Oh, where's he getting it from?
Well, it's actually from France. It's pretty bizarre.
So why did he go to California?
Well...
He was going to try and pass her off as vegetables, I think.
Yeah.
To avoid tariffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you can't import more than $400 worth of fruit. I mean...
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem is he's going to have a hard time getting the life insurance policies on her because he's claiming she's worth only $399.
Dang. It's always about circumventing tariffs.
Yeah.
What a crap.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's right. Well, besides Nate not being here, we do have a very special thing, which is Kurt@thepope.org.
Yes, yes. Kurt@thepope.org.
Who hates us with a holy passion, but loves
holy
you.
Holy because he is the Pope.
Well, his thepope.org is now, it's actually accepting all major credit cards.
Yep. For $5,
you can absolve from sin. And this is totally real. He's actually got it all set up. So if you've sinned, you can go confess your sin and purchase an indulgence. Now, that other pope, you know, he might not endorse that. But what does he know?
He's off apologizing for this, apologizing for that, even though he never quite says, guess what, we really screwed up during the Holocaust. But, you know...
We killed a lot of people during the Crusades. We didn't really do anything to stop the Holocaust. Wah, wah, wah. We think that Pope sucks. Kurt the Pope is taking blame for everything. The Mars lander, that's his fault. He admitted it.
A special note to the Vatican secret police. I do not endorse the views of Rob Commander Taco Malda in terms of his view of the current Pope. I think Pope John Paul's great. Please don't assassinate me.
I think Pope John Paul's super bitchin'. If I had to pick an adjective.
A lot of people are like, aren't you going to go to hell for bad-mouthing the Pope? And I'm like, well, I'm Protestant.
I fear not the Pope. I fear Kurt the Pope. But, I mean, Kurt has real papal authority in that he lives in the same building as me, and if he decided to sneak up into my room under cover of darkness and put ether over my face and then do terrible things and photograph them and put them on the internet, I really would have nothing to stop him.
Which you can find on geocities.com/thepope/...
Naked corn pics, or what was it?
No, fave corn pics.
Fave
dot
corn
pics,
not HTML. Corn rules, woo! Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's, all right, news. Pearl, new version of Pearl.
That's right, a new version of Pearl. Is that real? I saw that, I was like, 5.6, what happened to 5.1 and 5.0?
Well, the release candidate for 5.6 was out, yeah, like,
it went from,
weeks ago.
No, it went from 5.005 to 5.6.
It's nice and confusing. Wasn't it like 5.00505 or something?
Well, that was like the developer version.
Oh, that's a fiver on that one.
But they just jumped from 005 to 6, you know, kind of like Sun, you know, where they went from, like, Solaris 2.6 to, like, Solaris 7.
Well, sure. Or
but
like,
but not as bad as Sun.
Yeah, that whole version numbering thing
is kind
of creepy.
And it costs a lot less.
Like all the Linux distributions suddenly skipping up to like 6 and 7 so that they were all the same version.
I'm running Linux version 7.
I love Linux 7. It's way better than Linux 6.2.
Linux 7 makes me...
Dude, you are going to say something very bad involving something in the southern hemisphere of your body.
Yep, and Thomas at the sink was going to have to edit me.
Very exciting.
Because yeah. God knows quite I wasn't so. About to edit you.
What story were we talking about, dude?
We were talking about the new version of Perl.
That's right, the new version of Perl. And the funny part is that I'm not going to be installing it because somehow I managed to munge up my entire Perl installation. I've got CPAN running and I'm
somehow
trying
somehow he managed to do it. Actually, wasn't it apt-get?
No, I don't think it was apt. I think it was, I installed like a buttload of modules out of CPAN, because I've been working on my little MP3 player script, I'll hopefully have it up for download eventually. It's sweet! It like has an infrared interface, and like, so I can use my remote control. I'm using my VCR remote control, and like a little GTK Perl GUI for editing my playlists and stuff. It's very sweet, and it's a good way for me not to concentrate on anything that involves work, for extended periods of time, which is, you know, a good thing when you're me. Like, you know, Thursdays.
Exactly.
But, so I think I kind of munged up my whole Perl installation now, so we just won't talk about that. That's a dark secret that I don't want to admit.
Kind of like Tim Burton remaking Planet of the Apes.
That's true.
Dr. Zaius.
Yeah, Tim Burton, Planet of the Apes. Is he going to do it in stop motion? Because I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Stop motion claymation.
Stop motion, where you have, like, they're pulling out the heads of apes.
And Martin Short will...
Get your clay off me, you
Danny Elfman
damn
soundtrack.
Dirty ape.
Lyrics by Danny Elfman and... It'll be all nice and twisted.
Planet of the Apes, the dark side.
Oh my God, I was wrong. It was us all along. Yes, they finally made a monkey. Yes, we finally made a monkey out of me.
And join us next week for our Behind the Music documentary. Yeah, right. So he's got the go-ahead. I guess they're going to start on that this fall, which... I'm a little scared.
You know, the other one, while we're on the subject of movies, did you see the concept art from Snow Crash?
No.
I posted this last night. The gist of it was that the guy who did the concept artwork apparently screwed up because all he did was, or the concept art he created was he defined it as Hong Kong 100 years from now, which, you know, isn't... Maybe it would work for the Diamond Age, but it's not quite right for Snow Crash. He actually kind of messed up because apparently what they actually wanted from him was some sort of art concept art to represent the metaverse. Mm. The real relevant thing to me is that some artist was commissioned to do artwork for a Snow Crash movie, concept art anyway. So you know,
maybe it'll be as good as Hackers.
Somebody out there is working on a Snow Crash movie, which for those of you who have read the book know that this is a very good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Unfortunately, it's being directed by Woody Allen. Oh, that's not true.
What
amusing to think
about.
Why,
I want to see Woody Allen as hero protagonist. Driving around in his car. No, he should be, what's the chick? The little girl, YT.
All I can think of is Lane.
Girl.
Huh? Have you watched Lane, dude?
Oh, yes, I've seen Lane.
I'm five episodes in now, and it's crazy.
Well, it's...
I so want a Navi.
Yeah, of course you want a Navi. I want
new
those pills.
For user Lane.
That Excella, you know, I want that. I want the stuff that makes my brain go faster. I'm all for that.
We want you to have that too.
Then I could sleep more. I only work an hour a day.
The Xbox.
Excellently
shock.
Timed.
That's a.
And they'll never know whether we did that in post production or not.
Wow, that's pretty fiendish. Yeah, Microsoft finally has a website up for their long-rumored and hinted-at Xbox, which is their first entry not only into the console, the video game console market, but also into really the hardware market, unless you count the natural keyboard and the Microsoft mouse, neither of which, to me, really qualify as our entry into the hardware market.
Excuse me, computing peripherals are very important.
I'm not disputing the importance.
I'm out of here.
Because
I can't leave this.
A joystick is very important, but this is a whole computer. It's a 600 megahertz chip. They didn't actually say if it's like a Celeron or if it's a P3.
Well, they don't have any idea yet, is the thing. They're giving like the specs on it, what they demoed actually at the computer gaming conference. They demoed it and they were talking about, well, here's what it can do and here's the, you know, here's what it looks like. But the box they actually used bears no resemblance to what the box actually is. The box was like a desktop machine that they were running a demo program on.
I mean, they are a software company, so I'm sure that the most of what they're going to be doing is the software side of it.
Yeah.
One interesting
NVIDIA
note is,
will be doing the
right,
video
card.
Right,
it's an NVIDIA chipset, and they're going to have a 4X DVD, which means the PlayStation 2 really is going to have a competitor because that was one of the PlayStation 2's big selling points is the fact that it has an integrated DVD drive, which it rocks my lame ass, basically, because now I only have to have one component in my stereo instead of two,
yeah.
Which makes me happy.
See, the thing is that they are, you know, they're saying a 2001 Christmas release date. And, you know, that's a release date
that's
now. That is a long
time.
And PSX 2 is coming out this fall.
Yeah.
You know, I think
that's a year head start.
That is a year head start. And you're dealing with Sony, all right? Sony is one of the corporations on the planet that can
look
Microsoft in the eye and just be like, what? You want a pissing match? You know, because they have the bucks to do that. And Sony's other thing is Sony has such vast resources in terms of computer, in terms of the game development
studios. Well,
plus
just the level that they've got with the PlayStation. I mean, they've got, what is it they say, 1 in 4 households in America have a PlayStation now?
Yeah, I mean, it's gigantic.
It's huge. I mean, the market share that they've got is just gargantuan. And since the PS2 is actually going to play all PS1 video games,
yeah,
they're going to come online with full support of games. Now, if Microsoft is smart with their Xbox, it'll support any game that runs under Windows.
Yeah, that is the aim, actually.
When it comes online, I mean, it's going to have a plethora of video games to choose from.
But the problem is with being able to run the Windows games is it's the resolution of TV screens is going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't want to play EverQuest on my TV screen.
With a 6-point, or with a 10-point font.
Yeah, exactly.
On a place with 480 scan lines.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, so I think, again, Sony has an advantage there. I think this thing is more of a, you know, it's like how they were going to do the internet, Microsoft network and, you know, the stuff like that. I think that this is a political move to try and, kind of keep some of the resources that were going to be going to Sony and, get some of that going on there. And that's why they're announcing all this stuff now.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. It's an interesting box. And I do have to say, if it does what it says, it'll be pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm already going to have a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, you're going to be like one of those guys. They're going to sell 1 million units in the first, like, 3 days, and we're going to all buy our units, and we're all going to be like, now we're going to play Tekken 3, or whatever the new Tekken is. That's
Tekken, Tag Team,
Tekken Tag
which
Team,
which looks
holy
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm wetting myself with that thing.
It's, I mean, Soul Calibur looks nice. Tekken Tag Team looks...
It's all like, you know how we had polygons? Well, we'll screw polygons. We have so many that it just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Again, we'd just like to, you know, happen to mention to any Japanese/net readers who wanted to send us a PlayStation 2 that they should just drop us an email.
Along with relevant electrical converters, please.
Oh, yeah, we can. We'll take care of that.
You can run.
And also a Japanese to English dictionary would be nice
yeah,
for trying to regain directions. Either that or we'll just.
Actually, I could use one of those now for my current Dragon Ball Z ROMs, but. No, there's like 25 Dragon Ball Z video games, but they're all in Japanese.
It's all a conspiracy. What it's all about is they're trying to... They have a committee that's the committee in charge of getting Cowboy Neil to learn Japanese. And they're like, how do we do it? Well, we could start with Dragon Ball Z. We've already got our claws into him on Dragon Ball Z. And
soon they're just going to broadcast Toonami strictly in Japanese, and Empire's going to be forced to learn Japanese.
On the subject of Toonami, I would just like to state that I want the Toonami station. I think if anybody from Cartoon Network is listening, you need to spin off Toonami and make the Toonami station. Because I want to see that crap all day.
Yeah, it'll be a daddy happy $5 shiny now.
Whoa, dude.
Dude!
I don't know what that meant, but I'm afraid of it, and I want to distance myself from that remark. The Cartoon Network is the best network on cable right now. Except for maybe Comedy Central, which basically has South Park and
The
Daily
Show.
Yeah,
South Park is like the Howard Stern show, in that it's just like,
it's the same
here
joke.
It is. Piss fart. Great.
Yeah, I'll watch a new episode of South Park. Actually, new episodes are all next month, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. But it's always reruns, so You know, the thing is, I missed a lot of season two because we didn't have Comedy Central for a while there. But no, Cartoon Network needs to make because I've been watching Gundam Wing, and that's not bad. It's not great, but I actually enjoy Dragon Ball Z a lot more. But it's just like having watched Lane, the potential is there. They could totally fill up a network with this stuff, and it's cool.
You get good movies like MD Geist 1 and 2 and Fist of the North Star and. Cowboy Bebop.
You would have a lot of the same repeat.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah. You would have a lot of the same repeat stuff, but, you know, Comedy Central is terrible in how much they repeat stuff.
Yeah, the Daily Show 3 times a day. And
here's
the Man Show again.
Yeah, here's Saturday Night Live again from 1983. Stunning.
With Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, everybody needs a little more Joe Piscopo in their life. So, I'm lying.
Right.
So what else do we got in the land of Slashdot?
Quiatech reports.
The GNOME user and developer conference. There's some reports that have come out of that.
What's the deal with Helix now?
The company, you mean?
Well, I mean, then their software.
Basically, when Miguel and Nat were doing the announcement. There were a lot of people who thought they were forking GNOME, and that's not true at all. Helix is basically it's the next generation of stuff they're working on. And
what's the group of Mac developers that were spinning off and working on the GNOME 2 desktop?
The Eisel. Nautilus, yeah. Which is Nautilus. Actually supposed to be what will be used as the I'm trying to remember. I can't remember whether it's going to be the interface. Yeah, it's the file manager and a couple other.
The desktop metaphor. I mean, that whole deal. Now, of course, I'll probably just be running EFM because I'm a schmuck. Actually, I saw EFM quite a bit out at when I was at Australian Linux Expo a few weeks ago.
Huh.
And Raster was quite proud of several of its more interesting features. My personal favorite, which is, this is a totally minor thing, but... okay, if you the biggest problem with file managers under Linux, and really file managers under most operating systems, I suppose, is that have at least a developed command line interface, is that if you go into the command line and edit a file and or create a file, and you've got a window open, to that subdirectory that file's in, the two tend to not be synced up. You'll see, like in GMC, the directory will get out of date. Well, Raster fixed that in EFM. The problem is the way he did it was he pulled every directory every 2 seconds. And so basically you're not going to want to leave Windows open and be editing NFS partitions because it's going to be a little bit
grind,
on the chunkies.
Grind.
It still looks pretty cool. But I mean, it's just ridiculous because, they have the anti-aliased fonts and the parallax scrolling.
Yeah, the parallax scrolling is my favorite.
Everybody
feature.
Needs parallax scrolling in your file manager.
So what? Yeah. But anyway, the Helix code, those guys, Nautilus, that's going to be user interface for 2.0.
Speaking of GNOME mail clients, because that's a lot of what Helix is doing, I've been using, I've been poking around with CSC Mail, which is Cyberspace Cowboy Mail, which not only has the coolest name, it's a fairly full-featured mail client written entirely in Perl. And it's GTK Perl, so it's GUI, and it's pretty slick. They're doing a lot of development on that. I actually subscribed to the mailing list, and I've been kind of lurking on that. I'm actually debating, popping in and writing the address book, because it needs an address book really badly. And I learned enough GTK Perl over the last few weeks that I'm like, ooh, I could write an address book. That'd be fun. Ooh, yeah.
Write an address
I could make it work transparently with Pine. But it's a sweet little program. But what's cool is that... I figure between these guys and between Helix, we're gonna get a full-featured GUI mail client. I'm wondering if Eudora's gonna come. There's been rumblings about that too. That Eudora might be.
Yeah. Eudora's kind of. I've heard a little bit about that. I think they might be 6 months out, but Eudora wants to maintain their kind of.
Well, they've got a really good market share on the Mac because Mac users for some reason don't want to run Outlook. Yeah. And Windows users don't really want to run Outlook either, but I mean it comes with it. So what do you do?
Yeah, you end up with it. I think Eudora just wants to maintain the market share they've got there, and if Linux continues to
well, what's
going
to happen to Eudora is the same thing that happened to Netscape. If they don't kick it in gear, they're going to go down. I mean, Microsoft just You like that's my eating sound. That's chomp chomp.
Pleasant. Yeah. I'm really happy I had to look at that.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. It was pretty exciting.
So exoskeletons for human performance
augmentation.
I'm really looking forward to this article.
Million Dollar
DARPA,
Man time.
The Defense Projects Group has
proud
set up a
proud creators of the internet.
Yeah.
But now, from the research organization that brought you the internet comes.
You may remember us for such things.
The internet.
And tripe.
And
what's it good for? No, they are taking proposals for a defense project to create human exoskeletons. So that basically people will have something that you can put on and they'll be able to leap buildings and destroy things and
see through walls
and pick stuff up.
Pick up hot chicks at bars.
Check your quote file. I think I ordered that several months
ago. Yeah, you did.
Ago.
Well, you ordered a cybernetic body armor that gave you the strength of 10 men.
Yeah, well,
dude, I'm thinking so far beyond that. I'm thinking jetpacks.
I want to just add jumping really high onto that body armor.
Well, you know, I'm still way far ahead of you. I want
jetpack.
Jetpack
versus jumping?
Yeah, jetpack, any day of the week.
Yeah,
Enhanced
but my exoskeleton's going to have a teleporter.
No,
so then I won't have to. Then I won't have to fly.
Oh,
anywhere,
that's not
anywhere.
Realistic.
Oh, and jumping and having a portable jetpack that you wear on your back and can jump 150 feet is
dude,
realistic.
Dude, didn't you see The Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I basically just saw Jennifer.
Can
Connelly.
I get surface-to-air missiles with that?
No, not you. I can.
But I thought you'd be all, yes,
no.
And you can thank an unprecedented military stockpile for these savings galore.
Oh, my God. I was wrong. It was us all along. Yes, we finally made okay.
So, yeah, anyway. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping to join the Justice League of America once I get my cybernetic body armor.
Realistically,
because Wonder Woman.
Do they have openings? Do they have openings? Because
I think everyone's hiring these days.
Really?
The alarm goes off in the hall of the Justice League.
You know, if you have
Superman
skills,
and Hemos respond to the alien threat.
Right.
Wow. You know that thing that you just did there, Neil?
Oh, what thing was that?
That thing? Don't do that.
Oh, I love batteries. I mean it.
I've been watching
We've been
Super
here
Friends
for 45
too much.
Minutes, and this damn battery is done.
Uh-oh. Now Jeff has no power.
The NetPliants folks, that there was the cool hack to put Linux and NetBSD on it, but now NetPliants has changed their license agreement, so...
Excellent. it's also probably worth noting that now that both myself, Cowboy Neil, and Nate all have webcams running, you can obsessively reload pages. Now, we're not going to tell you where we put them. I know you guys will find them.
Yeah. Or you could just ask on everything, too.
Yeah, because they kind of religiously... Actually, we should mention E2. www.everything2.com, which is, for those of you who pay attention, is what Nate has been working on for, I don't know, like 7 years now.
Except for the time that we made him work on Ad Foo.
Right, except for that year where he worked on banner ads for Slashdot. Hey, we financed the development of his website
right,
for that.
But we just made it go into hiatus for like eight
right,
months.
Right, it was worth
probably
it.
Probably a stupid idea,
it
but...
It was worth it, come on. The, hey, we financed his development now.
I mean, it's better than ever before.
Now
it's
experience
old.
System, which is amusing because I am now I am level 3, and that kind of depresses me because, you know, I should have a higher level.
I'm level 4. Woo!
So yeah, the experience system is it's not too bad. It's you know, you get experience for doing things like voting and voting on nodes and for creating write-ups and creating nodes, and you get experience. And what essentially it's done is it's turned everything into a video game.
Yep.
I told Nate the next thing he should make is items, you know, like swords and shields
and then
stuff.
Attacking.
Yeah, an ability to fight. And then maybe guilds.
Well, we ought to take this
True
one.
Diablo 2, it's everything too.
We ought to take one of the open source mods and just plug that directly into everything too.
Right. See, it's a little disturbing because people are like, you know, going through and like trying to earn levels and stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, it really has turned things into kind of a video game. But it's interesting because I've noticed node quality is actually improving. So.
Oh yeah, because people are.
You write a bad node, you lose experience.
You lose reputation.
Your reputation in the land.
On the other hand, I would just like to grumble because one of the nodes I created, and mind you, I created this node probably 2 years ago, was the anime node. And my summary of the anime node was basically Japanese animation where schoolgirls are raped by alien tentacles, which, that's certainly a genre of anime, and I wrote that summary completely tongue-in-cheek. Now, mind you, this is before I learned that Lane and DBZ and Ghost in the Shell and all that, you know, are pretty much the coolest thing out. And so my reputation keeps getting hurt because people keep reading
well,
that.
Well, go and edit your friggin' node.
I know I have God status, but somehow that makes me feel dirty.
Editing your own node? Everyone can edit their own node.
No,
dumbass.
No. I was saying.
Now they know you have God status.
No, don't just change your node.
No, the problem is that I've already lost all this reputation.
So what, you're going to continue to hemorrhage reputation points?
Yeah, I'm going to be a reputation.
You have God status. You can bless yourself back up.
You're a karma whore.
I'm a karma whore. Well, you see, on my system, I have infinite karma. So it seems like on Nate's system, I should, I don't know how to deal with actually having to play by the rules.
Hit points and infinite karma.
I want more.
My name's Rob. I need infinite karma.
I'm a whirling dervish.
A master of... how does that go? I am a master of conjunction and... forget it. All right, I don't remember that line at all.
Right.
With maximum hit points and infinite charisma.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Team Discovery Channel.
Your wussiness better pay off.
So I'd say we
filled up quite a chunk of time there. Yep. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm not sure our next episode will hopefully be next week, but it seems like once again
it'll be Monday.
The BSI boys are blowing like chaff
on my birthday.
Yeah, Jeff's birthday. We're blowing like chaff in the breeze as Jeff goes to Boston and Rob goes to Boston, but different times. And Nate returns from California just in time to miss Jeff. At which time I come back and then somebody else leaves again.
And then the moons align together and the sun will be destroyed by counter-Earth.
And then when the full moon comes out, my tail causes me to change forms. And
so what are we bringing those Dragon Balls together?
I've got six of them in the trunk of my car. If you've got number 7, we're all good.
Oh, you don't have to tell them anything.
All right.
Do you know the password?
We'll... Yeah, you have to know how to summon the Eternal Dragon.
Jeff killed Guru, so I don't know if it's going to work.
Yep.
He messed his shit up.
Guru is talking way too much.
It's all right. There's other planets with other Dragon Balls.
Is that the deal? Does every planet have its own set of Dragon Balls?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Mars. Now we have a reason to colonize Mars.
Exactly.
We're going to
Dragon Balls. Oh, my God. All right.
It's that simple. Quick, get the Dragon Ball radar.
All right. Shut up. You. Quiet.
Catch you guys next week.
See ya.